дальше по этим идеям. My research was also concerned with Polish visiting members, more precisely their personal traits. In my spare time, I did some of visiting projects as well. And so as a form of introduction and explanation why I decided to take up such topic, I thought that there's a lot of research on Wiki concerning how data are transferred and so on. But somehow we often forget that it is a community-based encyclopedia and that it provides an opportunity to exchange ideas, of course, to educate and to engage into various interactions, which is a such social aspect of Wikipedia. Therefore, I've decided to study motivations of Wiki members, and as I mentioned previously, their personality traits as well. The tool I've used was NeuroFFI. A well-known research tool designed by Kostov and McRae. According to their personality conception, according to them, personality has five factors which I've enumerated here. And Big Five questionnaire is widely used around the world, has plenty of various language versions, and it's a quite reliable tool. And it is used to investigate normal personalities, also such without any vital aberrations. And the authors enumerate the following personality traits: neuroticism, so neurotic people are very sensitive, dense, worried, or tend to overreact. Extroversion, people who are high on the scale are sociable, active, optimistic, and enthusiastic. Next trait is openness, so such people have wide interests, are ready to experiment, have vivid imagination. The fourth trait is agreeableness, such people avoid conflicts, are sensitive to others, are easy to reconciliate, and conscientiousness, such people are well organized, reliable, have strong will. And I also asked Wiki members whether they express themselves more freely in the cyberspace than in real life. I've asked four questions concerning that. These questions were based on research by Mark McKenna and Fitzsimmons, conducted 8 years ago. Namely, they've conducted an experiment. They introduced a part of their students to interact via internet, and the second part they were interacting face to face. And what was particularly surprising, those authors have separated that we have somehow two parts of self: actual self, that means those personality traits that we express freely in social context, and true self. That means our true personality trait that we not always express because we fear judgment and such things. And what the experiment has shown is that time reaction after the interaction over the internet for traits that describe true selves of students who participated, this actual reaction time was shorter after the interaction over the internet, which gave them the presumption that maybe we are more authentic via internet than face to face, which is, I think, quite surprising. So my aim was to assess personality traits of Polish Wiki members using this tool that I've described two slides ago. And I wanted to compare those results to general population as NeuroFFI is normalized, so I had norms that I could refer to. And what I actually did was a replication of study by those authors conducted on English members of Wiki. And I was collecting my data during 1 month over the internet and in real life. I asked them if there are some things that people who they interact with via internet know about them, but yet at the same time, those things that are not expressed in face-to-face contacts. And on a larger type scale, ranging from 1 to 7, I've asked them to what extent do they reveal other aspects of themselves in the internet compared with real life, and would their family or people that they're closely related to be surprised if they were reading their emails or posts on forums? And 97 people did participate in my research. Usually young people, mostly males, but they were long-time contributors. I asked them how long were they contributing to Wiki, and on average it was almost 3 years. As far as their marital status was concerned, they were mostly not married. I asked about education. It dispersed in such way, and I asked about functions, and usually they were engaged in some special function. There was a lot of editors and people engaged in some Wiki projects, but I also managed to grab attention of some ordinary users. And as far as my results are concerned, what was surprising, because results concerning NWiki users did reveal quite the opposite. Those Wiki users were more able to be authentic in the internet, whereas Polish users rather answered no to those questions, which could indicate that they are more authentic in the internet than in real life. What is more, on this Likert type scale, people also said that rather not, that they don't reveal more of themselves in the internet, and that they are quite authentic in the real life, and they don't behave differently in the internet. And as far as those personality traits are concerned, all of those results are according to norms, and they are on the Sten scale. So results ranging from 4 to 6 are average. So according to their answers, we would say that the Polish Wiki members, at least those who participated, are rather introverted but quite open and quite agreeable. Comparing to the results of the study that I replicated, their Wiki members were also quite open, but they were not so agreeable as in this Polish sample. I was also interested in the reliability of my research, and it turned out quite high and compared to a paper version of this questionnaire. To discuss, my results differed from this study by Israeli researchers conducted in English. All of my results were higher, and as I mentioned, Polish Wiki members were more agreeable, and in both studies the Wiki members were more open than average, than non-members, and as I've mentioned already, Polish members were rather concentrating on face-to-face contacts than on the internet, even though they were contributing to Wikipedia quite significantly. To conclude, I think that this research, or this type of research, is worth replicating in other chapters of Wiki, because, as I said, NeoFFI is available in various language versions and it's quite reliable. Maybe Polish Wiki members differ significantly from other chapters, that is yet to prove or to explain. And you may ask me why maybe those are Polish members so different from the others. current research doesn't allow me to answer this question, but it might be an interesting topic for some next research. Thank you, that is all I have prepared.
Okay, great. Any questions?
Thank you.
I'm just wondering, were the results in any way affected by the fact that informants knew you? Is it a possible factor that they knew you are also a member of Polish Wikipedia chapter?
They didn't know me personally, and I didn't participate in this research because I know the tool, so it was, won't be reliable. So I don't think so, actually. I don't think that any sympathies or antipathies did influence their eagerness to participate. I've announced it, and every member during a month has an opportunity to read my announcement and to participate. I have also emphasized that both participation is voluntary, that they will be anonymous, and I stuck to that. So, sincerely, I don't think so.
Pretty much prove that the results of personality traits are different between Wikipedians from different places around the world. What bearing does that have upon the devising different strategies for outreach of Wikipedia and other Wikipedia projects in different countries?
Probably it's a very vital question because I'm not an expert on different chapters of Wikipedia. Maybe it's a place and time to share our experiences from different chapters of Wiki. Because maybe, I'm quite sure that various chapters vary and differ and have their own specificity, which may be an implication of those personality differences.
Or let's say, how would you, if you have got the resources, how would you use the results of your research to assist the dividing strategies for outreaching to other people in Poland to help more people to get on Wikipedia to read and write?
Mm-hmm. And so I think that was, I was positively impressed by those results because it turns out that if people are quite open and quite agreeable, they will be able to cooperate well. So it should go of its own free will. But what is yet, there's yet another question that is important. I think that those who participated are not so representative for all Wiki members because they were long-term contributors, often engaged in some Wiki projects or in the status of editor, which also requires fulfilling some conditions. And so I think that it was only some fraction of Wiki members, maybe those who influence this project in on a larger scale. But we have all sorts of people in Polish Wikipedia, with the difference of bringing different attitude and different level of education and different level of engagement. So I think that it would be difficult to devise some strategy that would apply to all of them.
Thank you.
Hi. My name is Ferran from Holland. I'm participating mainly in the Catalan Wikipedia. And what we have made a very interesting study of the personality of the Wikipedians. But for me, this is the first time that I'm coming to a Wikimania. I'm really seeing physically people.
It's my first time as well.
So you may be also very surprised. And because I'm really very surprised to see, in fact, that mostly there are only boys. I don't see a lot of girls participating here. I'd like to know if there is also study about the state of the Wikipedia. Thank you.
Sincerely, I haven't the slightest idea, but in my sample also, a huge majority of participants were men, which was surprising for me, because usually women are more eager to participate in any kind of research. The women are more eager to fill out those old papers with all those queer questions. So I was, yet another time, I was positively impressed that the majority of the staff were all men. I don't know, maybe it is that men tend to engage more in this wiki. So as I said, this sample was not representative. It comprised people who were regular contributors, who were somehow more engaged than average in this project. So maybe that's why more of men fall into this sample. Maybe it is the same with Wikimania, because it takes some effort to get here. So maybe that's why there are mostly men here.
Hi there, I'm Robert Lixby from Western School of Economics. Basically, according to the results of average, this is quite surprising, but the typical Polish Wikipedians are precisely a typical Polish person, because we are still, just in average, this is an interesting information, because we are still in this 4-5, 4-6 range, and this is important information for me. But what about the variance? The variance of those results, because we have the average, and the average is an average, but have you done some analysis to see some concentrations? But for instance, we have two groups of, open neurotic people and, for instance, closed extroverts.
Actually, I haven't analyzed those data in this way, which may be my fault. Maybe I should return to them. I've provided standard deviation, so this way provide some information on the variance. But I haven't done this concentration analysis which you mentioned, so I'm not able to answer this question more precisely.
Okay. Would it be possible to gain maybe raw data from you?
Okay, it might be possible. They exist, so it is possible.
So you talk, you show openness is higher among Wikipedians than the normal Polish population. But you know how it's checked, but from Wikipedia you took volunteers. If normal for population is also by volunteers or by research. So in such fact, I suppose that volunteer who agree, who want to participate in such test research are more open. So maybe it influences.
Probably yes. It turns down to a question of representativeness of the sample. Yet I cannot force people to participate. In every type of research conducted by me, I always take volunteers and I always ensure that they are anonymous and it's voluntarily, and then I won't pay them or I won't draw any consequences if they don't participate. So it is, in fact, a type of some convenient sample. But I cannot make such type of research obligatory. If we fantasize on it later, if I can say that if I force someone to participate, data provided by such person won't be reliable, so I won't know anyway. So maybe some solution is to replicate this kind of research. Yet another time, Polish, we can see what results we obtain.
Okay, we have time for one more question.
Just ask, how can we duplicate this study in another Wikipedia, in another language Wikipedia.
In other chapters of Wikipedia?
Yes, catalog Wikipedia.
I've mentioned that this research tool that I've used on UEFA5 by Constant McRae has different language versions. So it will be quite probable that it has a language version appropriate for a given chapter of Wiki. Because there is a lot of research worldwide using this tool, not only in Wikipedias, look into every database that has something to do with psychology. I'm sure you'll find that someone has used this tool. That's yet another argument why I've used this particular tool. I was thinking about replicating.
Okay, thank you very much.